Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Chris Miles here in the Chris Miles Money Show. So excited to be with you this morning because today, just like every day, we teach you about one thing, and that's how to prosper right now. You know, how not to wait for 30 or 40 years to live your life and to finally enjoy your life and to finally prosper. It's all about prosperity today. And that's definitely going to be the case here as well when we have our guests on. I just want to remind you as well, make sure you go on and check out moneyripples.com. You know, check out our site. We've got blogs on there. We've got events. We've got all kinds of stuff and tools and resources for you to be able to take this education to the next level. And so please be able to join us on that and check us out over there and enjoy it. You know, feast and enjoy everything you can. Also, if you haven't done so, please go ahead and subscribe to our show on iTunes. Lots of great shows, great past episodes we've done, great past guests, fantastic stuff. In fact, even next week, we've even got a special guest, Leslie Householder, author of The Jackrabbit Factor, coming on. So be sure to join us next week as well. All righty. So let's talk about our guest today. Our guest, I've actually known for, I would say, about 3 years, at least 2 to 3 years, I would say. This guest, Amy Walker, someone that I was really excited about and one of the first people I reached out to when I wanted to interview somebody. Because I'll tell you, Amy, just like all the guests I like to bring on the show, Amy is the real deal. Like, I don't like posers. I don't like people that can talk a big game but can't walk the walk. And Amy's one of those people that does both. She's got full integrity that way. She's one of those people that I absolutely adore and respect and admire, and someone who I've even hired for myself to help in this realm that we're going to talk about today. So, Amy, for those of you that don't know her, aside from just recently moving to Georgia, out in the backwoods in this beautiful country home, she's the mother of five awesome young boys. I tell you, I don't know. I'm glad I have at least two girls out of my five kids. That's having five boys would kill me. So even though she has that, she's raising a family of five sons, she's also built several successful businesses, including the one she has right now, Amy Walker Consulting, where she really helps women learn how to create balance in their lives and have more sales and really enjoy more. Have your cake and eat it too, essentially. And so how do you become successful in both areas, as both a mompreneur as well as a mother and an entrepreneur, essentially? And so amazing woman, very, very skilled in this area of sales, which is why I'm having her on today, because so many people get hung up on this. You could have the best, absolute best product in the world, but if you can't sell it, if you can't communicate and deliver that to people in a way that it is able to be in front of them, in a way that they're willing to receive it, you're not going to benefit anybody's lives. Nobody's lives will be blessed unless you can truly sell. And this is why this has been the focus the last couple of weeks, because if you can't do that, oh my goodness, you're going to have a really, really hard time blessing more people's lives. And so sales is absolutely key to making that happen. It's your absolute duty to sell and to truly make an impact in people's lives. That's what I truly believe when we talk about stewardship. That's a big part of it. And Amy is just the ultimate example of that. Very successful business, amazing woman. You tell her to do something and she'll make it happen. I mean, she is that kind of woman. And so you definitely want to listen up to her today. Amy, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on, Chris.
Oh, you bet. Man, it's such an honor and privilege to have you on as well. Because I know that our listeners are going to get a ton of value from you today.
I'm excited. I've got some good stuff to share.
Awesome. Well, Amy, tell us a little bit more about yourself. What else would you share that I didn't share with these listeners?
That is a good question. Well, I think this is important to know. I stunk at sales when I first got started a business. My first business that I did, I was 22 years old. I had my first baby, and I was doing a network marketing business from home, selling cosmetics. And I was in this place where, you know, I had the dream. I could see myself being successful. I felt like I believed in myself. I was willing to work hard, and I had a great product and a successful business model. So I had all these pieces in place, and it just wasn't working for me in the beginning. And it really was because I hardcore stunk at sales. And I think a lot of times you look at sales trainers and think they are just one of those people who were born to sell. That was not me. I had to really study people. I had to really learn how to understand the flow of communication. I had to break it down into processes, and I studied a lot of just master salespeople in order to be able to get my business strong. So that was my come from, where I started out. In fact, I tell this story sometimes. The very first person I ever tried to sell to, I met her in a mall, and I was trying to, you know, be really super smooth and ask her if she wanted to come and do a facial with me, and she thought I was asking her on a date, and I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh my gosh, apparently I can't even talk to people. So I came from that bad at sales to, you know, now my company, and I this is my seventh business, so it's not my first time that I've run a business, but my company is less than 2 years old, and we're actually on track to do $500,000 in sales this year, which is exciting because to me that just shows that we've really practiced what we've been preaching. You know, creating order, creating systems, being really consistent in our effort. We don't do anything that's magical, but we are super consistent in our efforts. And if you can bring that into your business, I mean, it just, that's how businesses grow. And I'm sure you know that, Chris, because you've been, you and I started our businesses right at the same time.
Yep, absolutely. That's awesome. And it's awesome to see the results that you get too, because like you said, you live what you preach. It's not like, hey, I want to help you do sales, but I haven't made a single sale myself, or or I had that one really good month out of the last 2 years. I mean, you're really consistently moving forward and doing some amazing things right now.
Yeah, it's fun. And, you know, that's the thing. Business is so much more fun when you're selling. Anybody who has been struggling with their sales, they know, like, that's not a good place to be in. And I call it the no sales cycle, but what I see is these passionate entrepreneurs who, you know, they join their business not because they love sales, but because they love their service, or they love their product, or they love their message, and they believe in it, and they know, like, hey, the world's going to be a better place when I get this message out here, but they can't sell. And so then they end up not having a paycheck, not having a paycheck creates financial stress, which is going to bleed into the family life. Then it becomes this source of contention where the business is the problem. And if you would just go get a job, everything would be fine.
Still there, Amy? Oops, we might have lost her. Not sure. Well, all right. Well, not sure what happened to our guest here, but boy, that was getting on some good stuff just now, wasn't it? Anyways, we'll try to make sure we bring Amy back on here pretty soon. We're gonna keep moving forward. I gave her the call number to call in, and so I want to build a comment on what she had just said. You know, the cool thing that I love about really having that ability to sell, like she was saying, is that it gives you the opportunity to be able to make the world a better place. You know, and one thing I see getting in people's ways, oftentimes, like we mentioned last week, people have this guilt complex about selling. They think that somehow you have to be a shyster, you have to be shady in some way, shape, or form, and that's not the case. In fact, it's quite the opposite. If you do the opposite, if you end up doing something in a way where you're able to be completely moral and ethical and be able to offer something to people, you're inviting people to have something that's great. And I know that's a big, big part of what gets people hung up. So it's partly mindset, but it's also skill set. If you don't have the skill set there, things just don't work out. Things end up just bombing, right? You know, people can have the greatest mindset in the world, but again, if you don't have the right skills or tools that you use to be able to sell to people, it ends up being a much more of an uphill battle. And then you start to see negative responses. You don't get as much of the positive response when it comes to selling. And so selling is absolutely key if you want to do this. I mean, it's all part of selling and marketing. If you want to build your business and make it something that will bless people's lives, you've got to have both. Let's talk a little bit, as I'm waiting for her to call in here, let's talk about some of the things that we could be doing here to increase our sales. You know, one book I would recommend that I really like, there's a lot of great books, but I love different books that help me in becoming a better influencer. Someone that helps me allows me to come from a place of greater power, so to speak, right? One of those books I love, I think it's a basic foundation of what you need, is a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Great book. Love that book. You know, if you want to be able to impact people from a positive, good way, it's a great book to start with. So if you have not read that book, I recommend you go out and get it now. Amazing book. I know that was the first book I actually read as I became an entrepreneur. That was one of the first things I was recommended to read. And even this last year, I've read that book again. And I'm always amazed because, you know, business is all about relationships. It's all about how we help people, right? It's all about how we build those relationships, how we impact people's lives and serve people. And so, you know, when dollars follow value, one of the best ways is be able to know how to develop good relationships. And the sad thing is people are becoming less and less skilled at how to build solid relationships. So that's a great book. Although it's been around for decades, it's absolutely fantastic. The next book I'd also recommend, almost anything by the man of the name of Robert Cialdini. Cialdini is spelled C-I-A-L-D-I-N-I. So Cialdini, C-I-A-L-D-I-N-I. And that's one of the best books he's had is a book called Influence. And then he did another follow-up book called Yes, with an exclamation point on the end. I love that book. Plus, they're on audio, which is also good, too. I love Audible-type books and things like that that allow us to be able to truly, be able to learn while we're driving and doing things like that. So great, fantastic book is that one right there Yes. I actually like the Yes better than Influence. Influence is still good, don't get me wrong. But Yes, I like because it has some updates to it. And then the last book I'd recommend is a book called by the name of, well, there's a few authors here. One of the authors' name is James Speakman, and that guy, James Speakman, and the name of the book is called Covert Persuasion. Covert Persuasion gives you lots of great, about 50 different ways you can help influence people from all different ways, shapes, or forms. So an absolute great one you can use right there.
Chris, it's Amy. I just got back in. I apologize.
Hey, no problem, Amy. Glad to have you back on.
Yeah, gotta love live events.
Well, that's okay. I kind of filled up the dead air time while I was messaging you. So
nice.
So, good. Welcome back. So yeah, we lost you a little bit as you're kind of getting into this. I actually just gave some book recommendations I thought were really good to help give some of those tools because as I mentioned, and maybe you're going this direction, but it is mindset. That's a big part of it, but also skill set has to be there with the mindset or it just doesn't work.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to be mindset, skill set, and activity. You know, you have the greatest skills in the world. If you're not out there doing it, it's not going to make a difference. And you can do all the activity in the world with the right mindset. And if you don't have the skills, you're not harvesting what you could.
Exactly. Well, awesome.
Awesome.
So I know we got about 13, 14 minutes here. What are some of those skills you think are necessary to help people be able to do better, to be able to sell more?
Great question. So my number one is always your scripts. Having powerful sales scripts gives you the confidence, it gives you the consistency that you need to know that your business is running the way it should. When you're not scripted and you're just kind of flying by the seat of your pants and you're, you know, taking every conversation as it comes, then every conversation that you go into for sales is a unique experience and you cannot compare the two and you can't create any kind of a base to go from to know what's going well and what's not going well. So if you walk into every appointment and you never know what's going to come. And so all of my clients, I push them to be scripted in all the areas of their business. On average, a business is going to need 5 to 8 strong sales scripts. And that is something that if you've never written sales scripts before, it's one of those things like I would never build my own website because I don't have the educational background to do it. And so if you're very new to script writing and you've not studied that or taken classes on that, that is something that you're either going to want to hire somebody who's a master in writing scripts
or get the education to learn and understand your own scripts, because it really does matter the way that you say things and the flow of things and, you know, how you are. It's interesting because I'll work with a client and, you know, we can double or triple their results in one time of reviewing their scripts because it matters that much. So that would be my number one, is making sure that your scripts are just super, super solid. Number two is that you've got to understand that it's a process. You know, we all love those moments where we meet somebody, the stars align, we connect, and it's like, woohoo, and they purchase from us. But that's not the norm. And so when I first started out in business, I remember talking to one of my good friends, and I told her, I feel like I am the fast food equivalent in this business. And she said, what do you mean? I was like, they come through, they either buy something or they don't. I never know what they're going to get, and then they move on, and I don't see them again. And she said, well, that's a problem. And I was like, I know, that's why I'm bringing it up here, because it was a problem. And what I didn't understand was that it's a process that people go through. You know, the first thing that happens is you have a prospect. That's somebody that, you know, you just met. You connected with them through a webinar, through a networking meeting, through a referral. But they're just a prospect. It's kind of like in the dating scene. If you're, let's say you're out at a party, okay, and there's somebody that's in the room, and you say hello. That does not mean you're going to propose marriage the next day, because that would be creepy. And it works the same in sales. You know, just because you met them doesn't mean that they are your client the next day. So you take them from a prospect, and then you are going to nurture that relationship. You're going to have, you know, serve, help them get to know you. We have people that stay in our system. In fact, our prime closing point is about 3 months after we first met them. That's when we close the most amount of sales. And most people don't even have a system in place to manage that relationship for 3 months. It's like if they don't purchase now, then they're off my radar completely, because they're just trying to rely off of memory or notes or pieces of paper or sticky notes on their desk. And so you've got to have a system that allows you to nurture them until they're ready to purchase. The next thing that we do is we qualify. Our services are not for everyone. I don't care if your product could benefit everybody in the world. Your services are not for everybody. And if you're trying to serve everyone, then you're going to be clogging up your system with people who are not a good fit for you and who aren't going to be interested, or they're not going to be ready to purchase. Maybe that's because financially they're not qualified. Maybe it's because intention-wise they're not qualified. You know, we don't work with people who are interested in their business. We work with people who are committed in their business. And interested right. people who get into our programs hate us because we push them hard. So it's just not a fit. So we're going to qualify and figure out, you know, do they fit with us? The next thing that we do after we've qualified them and made sure, like, yeah, they're a good lead for us, is that we locate their needs and we figure out what is it that they need in their business. Where are the holes? One of my team members this week was like, okay, this person's amazing, they're awesome, they've got tons of money, you know, their business is rocking, and I need to figure out how to close them. I'm like, well, okay, listen to everything you just told me. Their business is rocking, they're loving life, they have all the money in the world. Unless you can find a need, they're not closable. Do they have something that they need that we can fill that need? Just because they have money doesn't mean that they need our program. So we have to go in and look at, okay, where, and analyze all these different areas and see, is there a need? Because if they don't need what we offer, it's not going to be a transaction. It's just not going to happen. The next thing that we do is we offer, and that's where our scripts come into place. And we've got to be really well scripted so that we understand and we're presenting our information in a way that they will be able to absorb. It's kind of like, you know, we just got a new puppy, and he was really malnourished. He was a rescue dog, and he couldn't eat hard dog food. So if I go and feed him hard dog food, he can't eat it, and we have to give him, you know, he's a pampered puppy now, so we have to give him a special food that he can eat and it's digestible for him. Otherwise, you can throw out there all the stuff in the world and it doesn't mean that he can absorb it. And so we're going to offer in a way that we're presenting our information so they can absorb it. Now, at that point, that's where a lot of people kind of go, okay, well, I offered. Actually, I would say most people do this. They go from prospect straight to offer, and they miss all those middle beautiful parts. And then at the offer, it's done. It's like, well, I offered, and they just, you know, they weren't interested, whatever. You know, they're making a mistake or whatever it is that we say to make yourself feel better. But that's just one, you know, that we've still got two more steps. the next thing that we do is we overcome their objections. Because your job as a salesperson is to help them see over their hurdles. If, like, for example, money. I hear this one a lot. Well, they just didn't have money. Okay, that's what they see as their hurdle. You know, they're looking forward, and if your offer is good and your sales scripts are good, now all of a sudden they can see the end destination. They see what they want. But between where they are now and where they want to be, there's all these obstacles in the middle. Your job as a salesperson is to help them see how they can get over those obstacles. So if they just tell you, oh, gosh, I would love, Chris, to work with you. I know I need my finances in order. I know you could help me. I know it would make all the difference in the world, but I just don't have money. And you say, okay, well, great. Thanks so much. It was great to talk to you. You know, keep me in mind in the future. Then you didn't do your job. You know, your job is to help them find out how can they get that money. You know, if their obstacle is, I don't have time, okay, well, let's figure out how we can make the time. If their obstacle is, my spouse won't support me, well, let's talk about that. How can we enroll your spouse and get him on the same page? That's our job as salespeople, is to overcome those obstacles. Because otherwise, what we've done is we've shown them exactly where they're at, which is kind of painful, you know, exactly why it's not working. And then we've shown them everything that's possible of where they can go. And then we're like, oh, too bad for you. You don't get it. That's not cool. We've got to help them be able to get over those obstacles. And then we go in and close the deal. And, you know, it would be awesome if we lived in this world where we could take a prospect and then offer and then close the deal and have a three-step process. But that's not real. That's not how it goes. And so as we go through all of these different steps of prospect, nurture, qualify, locate the needs, give our offer, overcome those objections, and then close the deal, that's where we really get people moving through our system, and that's where it becomes just this beautiful system where we know that we consistently have sales. I no longer worry about not having sales. I don't. I mean, I don't even worry about not hitting our minimums anymore. My focus now is, how much can we do? How far can we go? How awesome can this month be? And it's because we've built a system that just allows people to be able to move through and progress through. So how are we doing on time? Do you want a couple more tips?
Yeah, I'd love a couple more tips. We got about 4 minutes left. So let's get at least one or two good ones.
Okay. Okay, here's my other one. And this one is just not sexy to look at, but, man, it's so important, is understanding your numbers. And I love when my clients tell me this. They're like, oh, I did all these appointments this month, and nobody bought anything. Because I'm like, really? And inside, I'm like, oh, here we go. They don't even know what's coming. Because it's like, well, let's talk about this. I had this conversation with one of my clients who I adore. She's awesome. She said, it just doesn't work for me to hold classes. Like, I was so excited when you talked about it and said, this is what we need to do. You mapped out the plan. I got on the phone. I called people, and everybody said no. I'm like, really? Okay, well, let's talk about that. How many people did you call? Well, you know, and she starts telling me, I'm like, no, really, how many did you call? 10. Okay, let's talk about what happened out of that 10. And she's like, well, you know, I had 3 people who I knew were going to say yes, and they said no. Okay, so 3 out of 10 said no. So what about the other 6? Well, 4 of them said yes and scheduled an appointment. And the rest of them said, yeah, but I can't do it now, so you're going to have to call me later. I'm like, okay, so let's analyze those numbers. Now we have something to work off of. And when we figured it out, you know, she had like a 40% ratio of saying yes. I'm like, hey, anytime I'm above 20%, I'm happy. And she all of a sudden went from this point of disappointment and despair that, you know, these people have said no and it's painful and it hurts, to understanding her numbers and working her numbers. I know how many leads I need to have in order to make my sales goal every single month. I know how many people we have to reach out to before they say, yes, we'll do a JV webinar with you. I know how many people that come through, are just prospects, you know, that come through, how many of those we're even going to be able to talk to on the phone? There's a percentage of them we're never even going to reach. I know out of those people we talk to, how many we're going to get to set an appointment with us. And then I'm out of those people that set appointments with us, and you're going to sign up for a program. I know on average how much each dollar, you know, each person's going to spend. I know how much it costs me to get leads. I know how long my clients stay with me, and I know always the number of leads that we need to reach our sales goal. And so it's not magical. It's not something that I get hurt feelings over, which has not always been the case for me. You know, I am a woman, and I remember in the beginning where every no was just heartbreaking, and I could have, you know, I could get my feelings hurt, and it would throw me off for a week thinking over it, or sometimes two. Actually, if we're being honest, I did have one time that it was like for 6 months I had hurt feelings about this no. They were kind of mean. But I had hurt feelings about it for like 6 months, and it affects my performance in the meantime. So I just don't do that anymore. You know, understanding my numbers, and I know it's not the most fun thing to do. I know it's not, you know, sexy to be like, woohoo, I know my numbers. But it is so powerful to be able to work your business from that perspective instead of just feeling like, oh, you know what, this could be a good month. I know it could be a good month. I believe it. I've got it on my vision board. I'm putting the intention out there. And I'm not mocking those things because I do all of those things. But I do all of those things with the foundation to actually support it. You know, I used to write out every month at the beginning of the month a $50,000 paycheck to myself, and then I would write out exactly how I was going to spend it. And I remember, you know, it's funny, this makes me emotional, because I remember even, you know, all the service that I was going to do, and it was so clear to me that the world would be a better place when I had that $50,000 paycheck. I had so many things that I could do and so many ways that I could serve, and I would do this exercise over and over and over again until one day I was so frustrated that I was like, I give up. You know, apparently I'm not supposed to have $50,000 a month paychecks because it is not happening. I'm barely managing five. Barely. And sometimes I'm at three, and sometimes I'm at two. And sometimes I can barely pay my expenses. And, you know, that was where I seemed to be stuck. And I was working on the mindset, and all the mindset in the world was not getting me where I needed to go. And looking back, I think, you know, that business where I was at right at that point in time, so frustrated, I could have succeeded in that business if I had a sales system in place, if I'd been working my scripts, if I knew my numbers and was actually working the numbers instead of just, you know, everything is this unique experience of, are they going to say yes or are they going to say no? I have no idea. And so I really love helping people to put their sales in place and get them really strong and solid, because you can take somebody, this is the fastest way to turn around your business. Even if you've got major holes in other areas, you know, maybe you have serious issues with your marketing. Maybe you have serious issues with your internal processes. This is the fastest way to turn your business around, because if you can close sales, you've got business and things are moving, and you can have then financial resource to give you peace of mind to be able to address those areas. So it's interesting, because whenever I have a new client come in, yeah, there's like I can look at their business and be like, oh, we got a lot of work to do. There's a ton of holes in the foundation. But the first thing that I always do is go in and start getting the sales coming in, because once you have sales coming in, you have cash. And Chris, just like you preach all the time, cash is king when it comes to peace of mind and being able to just even have the mental wherewith to be able to plug in and address all the areas of your business. If you've got peace of mind that you have cash and you're going to be able to cover your needs, you can address all of those other things and get your business rocking. So I would say those are pretty much my tips. Do you have any questions for me or anything you want to clarify?
No, I think that's awesome. I mean, those are amazing tips that I know if anybody starts taking those, it'll be great. Definitely there's going to be a huge improvement there. And I know personally from work with you, Amy, that having those scripts, man, you gotta have those scripts. I mean, that makes a difference. And I'm the type of guy that I don't like scripts too often, but when you have those kind of things, you have that structure, there is a confidence that comes with that too. And even just taking people through a process that allows them to take a journey with you, that allows them to essentially better their lives because you are able to be effective in that way. And so you're the master at helping people teach people that very thing. So we're out of time here. But Amy, if people want to get a hold of you or they want to learn more about you, what would you recommend? How would they get a hold of you or learn more about what you do?
The best way to reach me would be to go to my website. It's amywalkerconsulting.com. And on the homepage, you can actually register to get 5 free videos on how to create more balance in your business and family life. So we will talk about things like income-producing activities and getting your sales working well. But also there's just good tips on there, like how do you even manage your time and know where you should be spending it. And if you'll go and register for that, that will do a couple things for you. One, you're going to get all of the awesome information. Two is it's going to get you in our network. We do free webinar trainings every week, and we have a lot of content that we send out. I write weekly articles to, you know, assist our clients in their business. And that will just get you in the flow of the information so you can start plugging in and just, you know, again, it's that getting to know each other phase. You can start getting to know us, and then we would love to be able to help and serve you when the time is right.
Awesome. And yeah, and everybody that's listening, I would definitely recommend it. You definitely need to get her stuff. It's so worth it. So, well, Amy, thank you so much. You've been an amazing guest, and it's such an honor and privilege again to have you on today. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I'm glad I could be here.
All right, everybody. Well, hey, this is Chris Miles here on the Chris Miles Money Show. Thank you so much for tuning in, and be sure to tune in next week as we have our special guest, Leslie Householder, come on. We'll interview her as well, and we've got some great people down the pipe as well coming into the month of September. So make sure you tune in with us every Tuesday at 8:30 Mountain. That's 10:30 Eastern. Love to be able to have you with us. So anyways, make it a great and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later.